following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome to Answers for Elders Radio. We are here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements, and it is the holiday season, Thanksgiving time, November, and families are coming together, Daphne, and you are our wizard at understanding how to do that. And all because you meet with families and every day.
I meet with families all the time. One of the things that when I first am making contact with someone and they're kind of testing the waters, is it time to talk to Daphne or time to talk to someone from Pinnacle mm-hmm. Senior Placements? Mm-hmm. There's never a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
The process begins with usually a family member calling me
mm-hmm.
and saying, this is the situation we're in. Am I making the right phone call? And I'll say, absolutely. You know, mm-hmm. whether we get together or not will still be determined. But tell me a little bit about what's going on in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And so the family member usually tells me something that's triggered or happened
mm-hmm.
Or something's changed. Unfortunately, it's usually a crisis type situation.
Right, right.
But it doesn't have to be, folks. You can call me anytime that you have thoughts or questions. Anyone at Pinnacle can help you. It doesn't have to be a crisis moment.
Right, right.
But that phone call happens, and then we'll generally usually get together and we'll set mm-hmm. up a time of, you know, I really want to meet your loved ones. That's important to me. That's one of my very highest values, is that the people that I help are not a piece of paper. They're not a
right.
list of symptoms. People are whole.
You're not
people.
A website that
no.
just people go in and talk to some artificial person on the phone.
No, it's as eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
This is about relationships and building trust. And so we'll meet. Let's just have a scenario of meeting in someone's home. And before that happens, I might ask questions like, you know, are your mom and dad thinking about moving, or are they still resistive, or where are they at in this journey? And most often I get, well, they know that they need more help, but they don't know how to get that help.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've got all the yeah buts. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I need help, but.
Very common.
It's exceedingly 100% common, just about. And my job is to help people figure out, how can they uphold their independence? How can they be a part of the process? How can they have a voice? And not be dictated to, but still have quality life with the safety, and I'm going to add also the peace of mind for the family and the loved ones.
Right.
That they can be a family again and not caregiver, care receiver.
Very, very good. And you know, that's the thing I think that is the hardest part. When you're meeting with a loved one, and a lot of times it's a crisis,
mm-hmm.
Sadly,
yeah.
they don't do it way in advance. And so emotions are high all the way around, whether it's just with, you know, your mom or dad, or there's a lot of pride factors that come yeah. into that. And so obviously, the kids, the grown-up children, they all have their own perspectives.
Well, they do. And
yeah.
it's hard to step out of being the child. Let's
mm-hmm.
just start there. You know, I want to respect my family. My dad says this is what he wants. He's going to stay home. He's going out of the house in a pine box. Sorry to be so graphic, but that, you know, I hear
yeah.
it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mom loves her things. This is her castle. She folds her towels in quarters, not thirds. She likes to have this pile of paper sitting right next to her because she can reach it. If I go someplace else, I can't have those things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there to say you can.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to communicate about that.
Right.
And so I become the person who is, quote, the expert, or
mm-hmm.
someone from Pinnacle does.
Mm-hmm.
And I might say exactly the same words that daughter or son said, but it's from a different person.
Exactly. And they're probably going to tell you things that they don't tell their children because of the pride factor and because the fact that they're the parent. And that's the thing I think that you and I've talked about so many times. It's, you know, it's that feeling of when you're in that moment of having to have those difficult conversations with your loved one, you know, your parent.
Mm-hmm.
They will always be your parent.
Absolutely.
And don't ever try to think that now you're in charge.
No, that will backfire. Work. That
it
will backfire.
It does not work.
No, it will backfire. And depending upon the personalities of people. But broad brush, that will backfire.
Yeah.
And so when you allow me to be, or, you know, Emily or Leanna or whoever it is from our company, when you allow us to be a part of that process, the pressure's taken off from you, the child.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also giving permission to the parents to kind of let their guard down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Children always ask me, should we be there with you? And I always say, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that I want everyone to hear the same information at the same time.
Absolutely.
We don't want to have the telephone effect where we hear, you know, words one way and they get said another way. But it also allows for those conversations that they don't have to be hard, but maybe a little uncomfortable to start with. Mm-hmm. My experience is that once you have that third party in who is willing to build relationship and earn trust, key pieces, then we start having just a dialogue.
Right.
It's not an interrogation. It's not, well, Mom, we have to do this now or this is going to happen.
And, you know, one of the things that you're talking about that sets Pinnacle apart, and I think that's really, you know, there's TV commercials out there all the right time, you know, on sites out there that you can go to. But there's really nobody in the room, if you use that kind of service, that will help you have those conversations.
No.
And there's nobody, they don't understand your parents' values. They don't understand your family values and what's most important to you. They don't have any clue about any sort of updated information as far as what's going on with the current communities here in the area. And so, you know, somebody like you that is not only really, really in touch with what's going on in the industry, you know, what are the best places to move into and what, but most importantly, it's that values piece.
It is. And
that's
how can
huge.
We meet them? How can we meet the values? Nobody wants to compromise on their life. Nobody.
No, nor should they.
Exactly right.
No, you know, and that's the thing I think that is so, I think, overlooked in so many cases when people think, well, you know, what is it that you do? You know, I think one of the biggest thing is that you honor the values of every family. There's no cookie cutter answers. And you know, to just go on a website and say, I need to find, you know, a place for my parent to live in. It doesn't work that way.
In stereo. It doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, I'd like to share just a little story. Met a family at a seminar that I was doing, and they contacted me and said, let's get back together. And I go into their home, and there's so many dynamics between all the players, which is in every family, folks, every single family.
Absolutely.
And my job that day was just to kind of peel the onion back and get to the heart of what was going on. And it was clear that something needed to change for Mom and Dad to be successful in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to a first step.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing of this story is that we came to a first step that everybody could agree on. There'll probably be the second step and a third step, but it's honoring where families are at that time.
Right.
Know that whoever you choose to be an advisor for you is not a decision maker. Is not the one who gets to be a railroad person and say, well, this has to happen. This is the ultimate goal. No, that person should be someone who listens and tells you what your options are and how can we eventually get to the ultimate goal of safety, quality of life, et cetera.
Right. And I know that we are, by the way, we are talking to Daphne Davis at Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you guys serve basically Snohomish, King, and Pierce counties and Kitsap, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, you know, your services, you have advisors all over Greater Puget Sound that, and I know that you will even go farther outside those boundaries when necessary.
Yep.
I know you even told me about you went up to Orcas Island once.
I did, yeah. That summer I got to go to Orcas Island.
I love Orcas Island.
Me too.
But, you know, getting back to the conversation as far as understanding kind of where families are, I think really one of the things that I think, you know, your purpose or your role is that to be, you know, you talked about yourself that you're an information post.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And being that information post, it's basically you're not making the decision, but when these conversations are being facilitated with a family, you're able to give them the full spectrum of what this is about and how, you know, so it makes the conversations really go easier.
It does.
I mean, am I
You're exactly right. I'm going to listen intently, be an active listener. Mm-hmm. I'm going to hear and ask questions that will allow me to discover from my perspective right. what needs to be happening. But more importantly is I'm going to share information back that allows the family to self-discover. Oh, we had no idea that that was an option.
I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
You know, like you've opened my eyes, and believe it or not, as long as I've been in the industry, but you've shared with me a lot of the things that advantages of adult family homes that I didn't even understand mm-hmm. specifically.
Yeah.
And that really has opened my eyes in so many ways of different options for seniors. And I think that's really, you know, wonderful.
Sometimes we get into not having enough information. And what I find a lot is people make a mistake
yeah.
in the journey. And one of our goals at Pinnacle is to not have our families make as many mistakes. And sometimes, you know, it's going to happen and they're all fixable. So don't worry. Take action. Move forward. Contact someone to be able to just have a conversation. And that's what Pinnacle is. We mm-hmm. have a conversation. I want to remind all of the listeners that there's no fee for my services at all to the families. None. Zero. No fine print. No hidden agenda. Nothing. I am paid like a realtor. I work with every single community of care in the state of Washington. I don't eliminate any communities Mm-mm. because of a financial gain or loss.
No.
Finances is not what this is about. This is about having quality care for our elders who deserve to have respect, love, safety.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what this is about.
Absolutely. Well, Daphne, we are so blessed to have you as part of our team. And, you know I keep sending you people because I really believe in your value system, and I'm so glad you're part of our team. So thanks for, again, being on our show today.
I love being here, too.
Now, how do we reach you?
Best way is 855-734-1500. Again, that's 855-734-1500. And we also have our website at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
All righty, and happy Thanksgiving to you
and to you. And to you.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.